W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8FKV, listening.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KF8FQN listening.
This is AAAUHD.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
N8WRO, got you here, clear as a bell. So, go figure, Tom, I don't know.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, have a good one, Tim. 7030, KCHHO.
Here's well, maybe not clear as a bell, but good. Compared to nothing like before. N8WRO, clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Hello, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there?
You made it, W8BD, and you are absolutely perfect into the system.
That's cool to see. I didn't really realize that this was going to just work the first time like that. Thank you. Kilo Foxtrot Echo Tango Quebec signing off for now.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. So like I said, if you forget your radio, you're someplace where you got a weak signal, that thing will work anywhere in the world. All you got to do is hit that. And then if you want to call me back, I'll give you the digits for the FBI and I don't know what other ones there are. Like the East Coast Reflector, listen to that one. You know, that one's a real busy, busy one. Just go to the phone book on their website, and you can see all of the different repeaters all over the world that are on that.
Which website were you referring to again?
One of the
really popular ones is called the East Coast Reflector. I don't know the digits of it. Maybe somebody else does. But you can look it up on the Hams Over IP website.
Cool. I'll look into that a little bit more. Okay. I'll talk to you later, I guess. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Very good. Have fun with it. It's just another tool in your toolbox, and you'll enjoy it. And like I said, if you don't have a handy talkie with you, or it's kind of inconvenient or whatever, you know, you can just dial it in and listen in, and people can call you directly right on your phone via via Hams Over IP as well. So welcome to the club. Enjoy it. It's something that we're all just experimenting with. It does have potential. A lot of people have got a lot of grand ideas with it. And right now, we're kind of beta testing it. I know this technology is proven really, really well, but we're just trying to beta test it for all sorts of different other applications, 44Net possibly, MicroLinkNet, independent of the system. Paul just sent me posted a Discord. He's toying around with building his own server. So there's lots and lots of possibilities. So enjoy it. Have fun. Talk to you later. W8BD.
KF8EOR monitoring.
I can say hello for a couple seconds. W8BD.
Well, I'm just kind of looking around the net here, just seeing what's going on, see how everybody's doing. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Tonight's project is straightening up my internet router. I was getting really frustrated with it, and I couldn't get Paramount Plus to work because I'm really hooked on the series LAN, man. They pushed an update, and when they pushed the update, my router had an ad blocker in it, and their new update didn't like the ad blocker. So it took me hours to figure it out. So now I'm cleaning up the router and changing VLANs and all sorts of other fun stuff, trying to get things to go in a decent direction, so just to make it a little bit more difficult to get hacked. Because, you know, you take away some of that stuff, there's always a compromise.
I completely understand. Yeah, we live and die by technology now these days. And hoops you have to go through just to, A, watch what you want to watch, and B, protect your own privacy. It's kind of mind-boggling. I mean, 40 years ago, we never thought we'd be doing any of it this way.
Oh, no. It's pretty robust. And the next generation or two is going to even enjoy it more. So I think there's a lot of cool things. my prediction is it's all going to be low orbit satellite stuff. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I think decentralization is going to be the big key. Nobody wants to be bound by companies that will pretty much dictate terms of what you'll pay for and what you get and stuff. People are going to start, if it's accessible, they're going to find their own way to do it, and that's the future. You know, if you remember Blockbuster,
I don't know if it was your signal or if somebody was trying to talk on the top of you. But yeah, I do remember Blockbuster. I do remember going to rent DVDs. I do remember going to rent VHS tapes, and, you know, all that stuff. It is always evolving. So it's great. All right, I got to step out here because, one, I want to make sure I got this router right, and two, I want to watch my TV series tonight. So you have a good day. I forgot your call. If you say it, I'm going to write it down. This is Wally Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee W8 Victor Delta.
Copy that. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Oscar Romeo, Todd out of Columbiaville. It was good talking with you, and good luck with your router, and enjoy your evening, sir. 7-3 and KF8UOR clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
How many times you're in a Kirchunga with the Roger B? W8CMN.